This week's episode of Radio Labyrinth is produced by Jason Chappell, Skip DeGames, Mike Spittler, Mike Hall, Chew Tampon, Sean Hall, Chad Shepard, Al McKeon, Hachit Woon, Gordon Drum, Andrew Hopkins, Jonathan Wilson, Keith Tate, Leslie Norman, John Sutherland, Lemmy Adderslit, Garrett Kemble, Mike D, Eric Malmstrom, Matt Carter, Mike Olensfull, and Beth Van Elswick.
The Deadwood community does enter its adulthood.
And don't our spirits raise, you murdering, conniving, thieving cocksucker.
Resourceful and resolute, a vital part of the new made state of South Dakota.
She came to say goodbye, Si. She's moving on.
You don't feel right to me, babe. But if I'm mistaken in my judgment, may I regret what I just did for the rest of my life.
Now let her go.
Swedgen?
Yeah, well, I'll get Mr. Swedgen. But first, you gotta walk the fuck out and then come around the back.
Swedgen?
We got a situation here, Al.
Come in the front fucking door.
Bring him up.
You want me to take him out and bring him around back?
Bring him the fuck up.
Slab of beef off the chuck. Boiled whole carrots and little brown potatoes. Fresh baked bread and rhubarb pie to come. Your repast awaits your mouth.
If you want, Al, I can rub your feet, shake your hand, but it works well.
Go ahead, then.
Waltzing Matilda, you'll come a waltzing Matilda with me.
Swidgen.
We'll have to try to rescue Aquaman ourselves.
Right, Wonder Brother. And for that, we'll need a little Exor handiwork.
Wonder Twin powers, activate!
Yeah?
Give me like a Dewars and soda. And, try to keep the salt water out of it, if you could.
Try to keep the salt water.
Yeah.
We're surrounded by salt water, you know. It's a little bit difficult.
I'm just saying try.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I'll try. Yeah, you want me to wipe your ass, too?
Oh, wow, that's a helpful tone.
In the Great Hall of the Justice League, there are assembled the world's four greatest heroes, created from the cosmic legends of the universe. Meanwhile, at the Legion of Doom.
Not now!
Okay.
Swidgen.
It's time for Radio Labyrinth with Autumn Fisher, Jeff Leboff, and here's your host, Tim Andrews.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Radio Labyrinth. This is episode 23 of season 4. This is our fourth year and our 23rd episode, if you know that's how you figure it out in your mind. I'd like to welcome our new patrons. Let's see. What are their names? Oh, yeah. We have Brian Kickpool Smith.
As opposed to Brian Deadpool Smith.
Well, he's Kickpool. And Chelsea Dubois. They're a couple, and I hope I said that right. She's also Chelsea Dubinator on social media.
She's the one that's giving me all the critiques on my 2+2=4 logo.
She's also an artist. She designed a sticker for us artwork for a sticker that I'm going to print out and sell.
Cool.
And it's really cool.
Yeah, she's taken over. I should put her as an admin on 2+2=4.
Oh, she's getting real involved over there.
Yeah.
But she and Brian
she's
have come
all kinds
to
of color criticisms and stuff.
Oh, she's being nice. She's an artist. So are you? You should go
it's
back.
It's constructive.
Yeah.
She's not like, what a piece of shit, Greg.
No, it definitely is constructive.
All right. And you can worry about that on the 2+2=4 page, which is involved more with the other show and not this one.
Yeah, fuck those guys.
Yeah, fuck them. and also, thank you, Jesse Rusinski.
Rusinski.
Jesse Rusinski. Do you know this person?
Nope.
Well, welcome, Jesse Rusinski, and hopefully we got your name right there at the end. Last week we did calls. We took some calls from listeners.
People dug that.
Yeah, I think so. I think they did.
We got to do that every now and then.
We do have to do it every now and then. I would like to do it once a month. So if you go to patreon.com/Tim Andrews and sign up to be a patron, we're going to change the copy on there. But if you come in at the $5 level, you're going to be eligible to call. That's fair level, correct?
Sure.
Yeah, what do you think? All right, so we'll update that. And you guys will get first dibs. If none of the Radio Labyrinth patrons want to get in, then we'll offer it up on social media, which is what we did last week.
I think we should just randomly call patrons and be like, what are you wearing?
Yeah, that'd be fun.
See if they answer.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll figure it out. And maybe eventually we'll even have a number that you can call into, but I don't know about that. But
we had that FU line number at the very, very beginning of the podcast. So it was like a Google phone number we never used.
Hey, I got one message from Garrett Phillips.
Was it from
Garrett?
Yeah,
it's from Garrett Phillips, the old regular guy's 40-year-old intern. And I just saw him at Hampton when my friend Larry and I went to see Three Nights of Fish up there in Virginia. I'm feeling really logy.
Me too.
Tired. Been a long week. So long. I was on the air last night filling in for...
I heard you were on with fucking Ira.
The Mark Arum show. Yeah, Ira Malkin, an old Radio Labyrinth co-host. He is now working in radio at WSB, where Autumn and I work. And I had him in, and he got to say a couple things on the radio. And we were filling in 6 to 8 p.m., and I'll be doing that again...
tomorrow,
some point this week.
Friday,
yeah. But you guys, you, this probably will be out before then. So if you're listening and it's Friday and it's in the afternoon and you want to hear me on the radio, well, I'll be on WSB. You can listen to me live, streaming live on the WSB radio app.
You're going to roll calls.
Huh?
You're going to roll calls.
I don't know what that means.
You take a bunch of calls.
Yeah, we'll take a bunch of calls. Also, in a few weeks, we're going to start limited live streaming and start putting clips up on YouTube. Although I'm mad at YouTube today, so I don't know if we're going to do that. Probably will.
Why are you mad at YouTube today?
I just listened to you sucking YouTube's dick over the Nick DiPaolo special not 20 minutes ago.
I know. And I want to know why. They're deplatforming people. They're getting rid of a lot of things. And, you know, we don't have a YouTube channel. We don't do a YouTube show. I just don't like it when people are deplatformed. Or not necessarily.
Well, it's because YouTube's not making enough money from the subscriptions. So they got to stop paying all these people that aren't making enough money.
You think that's really what it is? I bet you that's what it is more than the content.
It's money, man. It's all money.
Money?
Money.
Yeah, that's the root of everything. And they'll start with the easiest ones to get rid of. But they shut down, in addition to people which they consider to be right-wing hate speech, whatever that means, they demonetized a bunch of history channels where guys do history shows and they talk about it and they use them for educational purposes.
Shelby Footkit got demonetized.
Well, he's been demonetized for a number of years.
His brain's demonetized.
It tickled me when I croaked.
I had a weird thing happen to me this afternoon.
What?
Oh my God.
Yeah. Buckle up, you guys. Are you sitting down?
I am.
I started to feel really dizzy, but not dizzy like I spun around in the room, but like if I closed my eyes, I felt like I was like on a boat.
Yeah,
like that. And it was horrible, and I had a headache, and so I took a nap, and then I woke up feeling just as bad, and I couldn't drive. Like, I didn't want to drive. I didn't want to go get the kids.
You should go to the doctor. I saw a story today about this lady who had those exact symptoms, and she had the John Ritter killer, the aortic dissection.
Oh, really?
Just a very minor one, but they sewed her up and she's fine now. But that she had those same exact symptoms. She was dizzy. She felt nauseous.
Well, I didn't feel nauseous, but I did feel just like bothered.
So how did you get out of it? How do you feel now?
I feel better. I still feel like a little uneasy. Just like I feel nervous about it.
Yeah.
Like I'll feel it again more than anything.
Well, yeah, that's the anxiety that comes from, I had something happen to me that I don't understand and now I'm scared and it went away, but now I'm worried it's coming back.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
Anxiety sucks. You don't have anxiety, do you?
Get to the doctor.
No, really. I'm taking that Zoloft.
Zoloft?
So, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's a drug for that, SSRI.
Mm-hmm. And I love it.
Really?
It saved my life. It really did. Because remember I was talking about, like, I don't really want to kill myself, but I wouldn't mind being dead. Remember that?
Yeah, we're recording, you know.
That's fine.
Okay.
I talked about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not fine. On Radio Labyrinth.
Oh, well, everybody on Radio Labyrinth, guess what? I guess I had postpartum depression.
I bet a lot of people can handle that. A lot of people deal with that.
Yeah.
A lot of
so,
women.
Yeah, I just felt like I was fine most of the time, but then if one thing would happen, it would just tip me over and I would just spiral down. And
so,
I just...
Well, yeah. So are you going to go to the doctor about this thing that scared you today?
I don't know. I feel like because it's gone that I don't need to go, but then that makes me scared that I do need to go. Because...
Shit, I'd go to the doctor every 5 minutes if I had an opportunity. My doctor used to laugh at me. I would go in there at least once a month.
Get you one of them CAT scans or whatever.
Yeah. Well, can you just walk in and be like, hey, I need a CAT scan?
Yeah, go to McCat Stands. CAT scans. It's right on Route 30 in southern Pennsylvania.
All right. We'll just look it up on the map. CAT scans.
Describe your symptoms and see what they say.
Yeah, we'll see. I do feel like I'm not one to run to a doctor for anything.
Yeah, me either. I went to the emergency room in the middle of Star Wars. You remember in the
You were just talking about that.
Well, it was before the prequels came out. It was when he released all the, you know, the ones where he added a bunch of shit. You know, like Jabba the Hutt and all that ridiculousness.
Oh,
so it was the first, whatever they're called. I forget what they're called. The special editions.
Yeah, the enhanced editions.
Yeah, and I was in the movie theater by myself, and my arm fell asleep, and I started having an anxiety attack, which turned into a panic attack, which led me to drive to the hospital and say, I think I'm having a stroke. And the first thing the doctor said to me was, did somebody in your family recently pass away? And I said, well, my mother died about 3 months ago. Four months ago, and he said, well, you know, that might have something to do with it. I'm not going to diagnose you. I'm not a psychologist. He goes, but you're definitely not having a stroke.
Right.
You drove here.
Right.
Then the last
you can drive to the hospital. I think you're doing all right.
The last time I went to the hospital, I think it was because of gas.
This lady I saw on the news that had the aortic dissection drove herself to the hospital.
Really?
Yep. She said,
man, Jeff
she said
is
it
full
was,
of
it was a bad,
scary
it was,
news.
She said if she had it do over, she probably wouldn't have done that. It was probably not a good idea for her to have done
my
that.
Dad, when he was starting to have like his heart attack, he felt like something was going on, but he was like, well, maybe I'll work a little harder to see if this is what it is, you know, like he'll bring it on fully so that he'll know whether it's a heart attack or not. It's a funny, which I understand that logic, but it's also pretty flawed.
Which leads us to our topic tonight, famous people who've died from heart attacks.
Hey, is that my show, One Topic?
No, I said topic. Oh, yeah, that's our main topic.
One topic.
We are going to talk about a lot of it. We're vamping, talking about horrible things.
Who died,
while
we're waiting
I didn't
put anybody who died on this.
I don't think anybody died, did they?
It's a bunch of fake people died. Like, people are saying Meadowlark Lemon died, even though he died in 2015.
Why were people saying Meadowlark Lemon
they,
died?
I don't know why these things pop up all the time.
He's from the Harlem Globetrotters.
Oh,
he was one of the original Harlem Globetrotters. You wouldn't know him now. You don't know any of the Harlem Globetrotters.
I don't.
Nobody does because they're not on TV anymore. He wasn't on the. He wasn't a Globetrotter.
I know.
There was the bald guy. What was his name? Curly.
Curly.
And then there was Goose.
There was a short guy named Stretch.
No, there wasn't.
And then.
I wanted to play for the Washington Nationals when I was a kid, so I could grow up and beat the Globetrotters. That's the team of white dudes that goes around and gets their ass kicked by it.
I always lose money on the fucking Washington Generals. Never cover the goddamn spread.
Who said that joke?
No.
That's an old stand-up joke, isn't it? Or did you write it?
No.
We're waiting for Steph. We're going to talk tonight
She says she's 3 minutes away, so she's probably pulling into the parking lot and coming down.
Can I step out for just a second?
Nope.
Oh, God, no.
Okay, I'll be back in 3 minutes.
Step out and get yourself one of them CAT scans.
I will. I'll be right back with that CAT scan.
Radio Labyrinth is sponsored by Atlanta Pizza in Ural, 1565 Georgia 138 in beautiful Conyers, Georgia. Atlanta Pizza in Ural is a longtime local favorite, serving the best pizzas, gyros, Italian beef sandwiches, hot subs, spaghetti, lasagna, and Greek salads in a relaxed, casual setting. Since 1983, check them out on Twitter at ATL Pizza Gyro. That's ATL Pizza GYRO. Oh my God, Steph brought a cake. I did. Oh, you gotta have a mic. Yeah, there you go. There's your microphone.
Steph. Turn it up.
Okay.
Steph brought a cake.
I did.
Stepharoni.
How much? I'm
Stepherson.
Sorry. I didn't know. Like, we start at 7. Is that what happened?
The Stephanator.
I didn't know that. I thought it was 7:30.
Steph.
But it's okay. We can adapt.
I'm so sorry, you guys.
Shut up.
I'm living in the
Don't
past.
Don't apologize. It's okay. Onward and upward. I read a study yesterday. There is no future or past. There's only the present.
Oh, okay.
And I like that. I like that thought. There's only the present. There's no past. There's no future. The past is just in our minds.
It's very zen.
Nowism.
Is it called nowism?
Yeah.
I want a piece of that fucking cake.
Please help yourself. Can you say what it is?
Why don't you say what it is?
Well, it's
cocksucking deadwood cake.
It is a cocksucking deadwood cake. It's a peaches and cinnamon angel food cake.
Peaches and cinnamon. Now peaches are only for. I mean, Dan yelled at her the other night in the movie.
I was so glad.
All right, spoilers ahead. Yeah. Everybody on the show that's on right now saw the Deadwood movie, right?
Yes.
Did you watch it?
Loved it.
What did you? Okay, I was gonna say, what did you think? And you just said that you loved it. I loved it too. I've heard some people complaining that it didn't have the feel of Deadwood, or it didn't have the storytelling aspect of Deadwood. But it was a 2-hour movie. You couldn't do what they did in Deadwood.
You can't break a story the same way.
Right. But I thought it was great, and I'm glad they did it because it finally puts a cap on the show.
Yeah, and they did the dialogue, which that's the main thing is that they do the dialogue. And,
right.
I mean, Swearinger, whenever he was outside and Trixie was going off on that balcony, he was like, uh-huh. Oh, she just set herself aflame.
Yeah.
I like when Bullock yelled up to him, I'll fucking get to you in a minute.
Yeah. I'll fucking get to you in a minute.
He said something like that.
I missed the way that they talk.
Me too. And the only thing that...
Shakespearean.
That yes. Mm-hmm. The thing that I missed the most, the one thing that I missed the most was Cy Tolliver.
Yeah.
And I love Powers
They
Booth.
Didn't mention him.
No, I know they mentioned him, but he wasn't in, I wanted to see him say, Johnny Stubbs.
Dude, you've ruined it for me.
Johnny Stubbs.
Every time.
You
I
little cunt.
Every time.
I just watched the scene where he beat the shit out of what's her face, that little actress, Veronica, what's her face?
Oh, yeah.
Veronica Mars, what's her real name?
What's her face?
Yeah, what's her face? We just call her what's her face. She's married to what's his name?
Dax Shepard.
Dax Shepard.
Yeah, Dax Shepard and Kristen
Bell.
Kristen Bell, yeah.
Yeah, Kristen Bell.
Frozen.
See, I remembered eventually. I had to think of the man first.
Yeah, you got to do all those point A equals point B.
You got to mansplain yourself.
Yes. Where is Autumn? Like, she was here and now she's gone?
She came on. She said she had a dizzy spell and almost passed out. And then she said she'll be right back. And then now she's gone.
I heard her kids screaming. So maybe that's the issue.
Well, that could cause you to be dizzy, too. Your kids are screaming
Text her.
Yeah. All right.
Steph. The Stephanator. Yeah.
Oh, Jeff, please. Come on, break out, cut up some of that cake, Jeff.
Here.
Steph's
okay,
gonna cut it.
Look,
she's got the bowls.
Well, I didn't want to ask the woman to cut it.
Look, we're of that time.
Come on, Blair's cousin.
Look at
you're in the Cool Whip bowl.
So
I fucking
rustic.
Love it.
So rustic.
You and your old man eat a lot of Cool Whip.
This is like, I made like some cakes earlier this week that I took to work.
Is just 1 week for the Cool Whip bowls? Got like 7 Cool Whip bowls.
See all the fucking Cool Whip
it's
you're going
cool
to.
It's Cool Whip.
Cool Whip.
Oh, I told everybody that eventually, relatively soon, we're going to start live streaming. Which means I'm going to have to shave and wear a decent shirt.
Yeah, and not be like just sitting over there masturbating the whole time that we're doing
I'm still going to do that. Oh, I love Angel Food Cake. I love peaches. So it's another one of those episodes where we're going to eat and we're going to talk about Deadwood.
Well, this at least isn't all crunchy and cracky.
Right.
Nice.
Here you go. So like I said, I forgot to get plates and everything. So like before I left, I was like, well, I'll give these assholes a Cool Whip bowl. They'll be all right with that. Sean, would you like some?
Oh, yeah. We have our friend Sean here. He is here. You don't want any? No, it's going to spoil his fried chicken.
Oh, okay. I don't want to do that. All right, here you go.
Thank you.
You pass that.
Oh, I'll use my super stretch arms. All right, okay.
Is this cinnamon authorized?
Yeah. I give it my stamp of swear engine approval. It is authorized. Deadwood Dan himself would eat
it. Man, that's good.
You like it?
Yep.
Well, I'm very pleased.
Cool Whip. Come to cases, I will get sent to hire guns. Quick time. Bouncing in the fucking saddle and howling at every goddamn hoof fall.
I put out cinnamon.
Where?
The meeting table.
On whose instruction?
Cinnamon's good with peaches.
Do not put unauthorized cinnamon on the goddamn meeting table. It's all the fuck we need.
It's available as a choice.
Which is not your province to offer, Jewel.
What? even the scolding, they use that such proper language. Do you think they really spoke that way?
I don't know. You know, it's funny to me that most of these were real people.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's interesting. And
I did read one time that they didn't really swear. They said like consarn it and stuff like that. Because they were still, I don't know, maybe some of those words weren't invented yet.
They weren't
in common use.
I like that the F words to me break up. I feel like if there were more F words in actual Shakespeare, I would care.
Yeah. No, that's true. A2, you fucking Brutus.
Right.
This is really good, by the way.
You like it? Well, that was just like a spur of that. I didn't know if it was going to come out right because I've never done that before, but I thought, why not?
Well, Angel Food Cake is fat-free, so we can eat the whole thing.
And Cool Whip's not that bad for you.
Cool Whip.
Hey, Autumn, you didn't die.
Hi.
Good.
Hey, Autumn. I'm so sorry.
Autumn.
Oh, no, I'm glad you're.
We're eating.
We thought you might have died.
We're eating cinnamon peach angel food cake.
Ooh, cinnamon and peach.
Yeah, it's Deadwood inspired.
Now, wow, cool.
Did you watch the Deadwood movie?
No, I did not.
All right, then shut up.
I don't make no HBO.
I'm just kidding. But that's what we're talking about right now.
Okay.
The Deadwood movie brought everybody back, pretty much everybody, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even what's-his-face. See, I'm having a hard time.
The only one they didn't bring back was Garrett Dillahunt.
He was in it.
Where was he at?
At the end, in the crowd.
Yep, he goes, what'd he say? Something about, I hope you get killed in the street.
Yeah, something like, I hope you get killed in the street.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah,
he had a beard.
Yep. Okay.
And that dude that was with him is somebody, too. I forget who. I'd have to look on W. Earl Brown's Facebook page, but...
All right, spoiler alert, okay? If you haven't watched it and you're a Deadwood fan and you're planning on watching it, this is a spoiler alert. I hated that they killed Charlie Utter.
Yeah. Rest in peace, Charlie.
And like right knew, away.
But you kind of knew they were going to... Somebody was going to die. And, you know, obviously the end is...
the end... But Charlie Utter was one of my favorite characters.
Jerry Cantrell. I don't know who that is. Exactly.
Jerry Cantrell.
The one from Alice in Chains?
Yeah.
Jerry Cantrell?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Okay. He's a man in the box. Buried in his shit. Al was sick, so we pick up on Deadwood, it's 10 years later.
Right.
Deadwood is now part of the United States. South Dakota or North Dakota?
North Dakota.
Is now a state. And...
See that stuff? That's Garrett Dillahunt and
dude
from Alice in Chains.
Oh yeah.
So
okay.
South Dakota is now a state. When we left Deadwood, first of all, back up a little bit, Jeff. You remember the show a lot better than me.
Yeah, like at the beginning, instead of having the horse, they had the train.
Yeah.
Coming to town. So
yeah.
Just to show you how much things have changed in the last 10 years since we were in the town.
And Deadwood was a real town.
Mm-hmm. It's still there.
It still is.
But they filmed this, most of it, on a set that they used for tons of Westerns the years in Santa Clarita or something.
Yep.
My thought, though, is what happened in the last episode? Did the season just end and there wasn't any, there wasn't any closure? I don't remember that last episode.
Because they offered Milch 6 more episodes and he was like, screw you, I got... too much story to tell in 6 episodes, so he told HBO to go fly a kite.
And then he made that awful show.
Right.
Which it wasn't an awful show, it was just hard to understand. John from Cincinnati.
I wish Game of Thrones had done that.
Yeah, no shit.
That would have been great.
But what happened in the last episode?
Nah, I don't really remember.
Was it between Bullock and the Senator Hurst?
Yeah. Right.
Thanks, Steph. Mm. Well, anyway, Senator Hurst, he's now a senator. You know, Hurst is a guy who was a gold miner, and he came to Deadwood in the last couple seasons there, the last season, and, you know, he caused a problem, and he's played by Gerald McCraney, and that guy is just a wonderful actor.
Yeah.
Anything that he does now, he makes his mark on it.
And that character in real life was the father or grandfather of William Randolph Hurst.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. And like you said earlier, a lot of these
grandfather
people.
Grandfather Patty Hurst.
Oh, no, great-grandfather.
Yeah, great-grandfather.
Wow. Who would have known? The Hurst family's been with us for a long time.
Chris Hardwick's wife is Patty Hearst's daughter.
That bitch is rich.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
He got married, huh?
I mean, it's not like he didn't have his own little empire, but she's...
He didn't have Hearst money.
He can't touch Hearst money, no.
Mm-mm.
Hearst money! Plus, you got all that money from robbing that bank.
The Siboney's Liberation Army? So how does the show open, Jeff?
It opened with the train.
Okay.
Coming into the town.
And what's her face that Bullock used
and
to
Charlie,
bang?
Charlie Utter's there greeting people.
Yeah, why is Charlie,
out the train.
He's waiting, he's greeting people.
Yeah.
Oh, he was just greeting her, I thought.
Yeah, he was waiting for her to come.
Right.
And so you can give her a ride into town.
Oh, yeah, they have a phone in there now. They have
They're trying to put up a telephone.
Oh, my God. That was funny, too, when Eric Swearingen said, I'm talking about a phone in his bar.
Right. And,
like, the whole point of coming to a saloon is a place where a man can't be reached.
Right.
E.B. Farnham trying to use the phone. That was hilarious.
All right.
What did he do?
He just said he'd never used the phone before. He didn't know what the hell he was doing. And Hurst, ordered him to use the phone to call one of his lumber vendors. And he didn't know what the hell he was doing. It was pretty funny.
He just picked it up and was like, hello.
Yeah. Ahoy, hoy.
So Charlie Utter is at the train station waiting to meet Alma Garrett, Mrs. Garrett. So he meets Mrs. Garrett, and of course the little girl, if you guys remember, from the TV series, the original series, was quite young at the time, Sophia, and now she's grown up. She's a proper young lady.
Yeah, it was a different person, but
different
yeah.
actress, but it's Sophia. Yeah.
They didn't really do much with her. I didn't really see what the point was even talking.
Familiarity, like,
yeah,
I think.
And when having her interact with the little prostitute chick at the thing, like,
oh yeah,
they didn't really do much with her either.
No, the one Johnny wanted to bang.
Right.
She was just there to be like for the uninitiated.
Right.
To be the stand in for the audience, basically.
Right. If you weren't aware of the show, because she didn't know anything about what was going on in the town. But obviously, Joni Stubbs has her own place now. It's a brothel and a club, right?
Yeah.
A brothel and a place. And I didn't understand that dynamic. Why did Jane want to meet her, and why was Calamity Jane afraid to hang out with her or go look for her?
Because she loved her.
Joni Stubbs.
Yeah.
They were in love?
You yeah. remember that big, gross sex scene between them two?
No, I don't. I think
God. Calamity Jane gets naked, and it's like, no, I never wanted this, ever.
This show,
they're in
though,
the bathtub or some crap.
Completely ignored for years. Didn't get any Emmys, did it?
I don't know.
No Emmys for acting or anything like that. And you had such a great cast. Ian McShane is elsewhere, and Timothy Oliphant. Great actor, Justified, Seth Bullock.
And a snack. Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's a snack, all right. Robin Weigert is Calamity Jane. She's a great actress. Molly Parker, Alma Garrett. Now, I guess Paula Malcolmson, who played Trixie, she's gone on to have an incredible career, most recently on Ray Donovan, but she's been in a ton of series. She was in Caprica, which was a Battlestar Galactica prequel, which was all right.
Which you watched.
I did, of course, but not for her. I watched it for the daughter. Who became a Cylon. And I love Eric Stoltz, who can't do anything. Oh, I mean, come on, who didn't love that show? And what's that noise? Somebody
Whose
rang
phone
a bell.
Is ringing? Mine.
Kim Dickens, Fear the Walking Dead, or she was. I don't know. She's not on it anymore.
No, she died.
Yeah, she died.
On the Walking Fear the Walking Dead.
Yeah, not in real life.
She's in Gone Girl. She plays the police, the detective.
Oh, yeah.
Dayton Callie's been in a ton of shit. Brad Dourif, he's been around forever.
Oh,
he's Doc. John Hawks, what has he done other than... I know he was on...
He was on Eastbound and Down. Yeah. He played Kenny's brother.
Right.
He was in that movie with...
Helen Hunt, where
Helen
he played
Hunt,
a paraplegic.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, all right. Then you have William Sanderson.
Sounds like a joy.
It
was a good movie.
She was a sex therapist.
Yeah.
William Sanderson, E.B. Farnham. Of course, one of the best characters in television history. Also, if you didn't watch Deadwood, he was Larry. On Newhart, right? I'm Larry. This is my brother Daryl.
This is my other brother Daryl.
Anna Gunn. Thankfully, there wasn't a lot of her in this episode.
Skyler.
Don't forget about former Radio Labyrinth guest W. Earl Brown.
Well, who was going to say next, Jeff? Okay. So thanks. And Powers Booth, who rest in peace, Cy Tolliver, Gerald McRaney, who we've talked about. What a great cast! This show was fantastic. Keon Young, who played Mr. Wu. Oh, there was no Titus Welliver.
Yeah, he's on Bosch
he's
now.
Bosch
they wouldn't let him go.
They wouldn't let him do it?
Nope.
That sucks. They didn't even explain what happened to Titus. Jerry Jewell played Jewell, and Sean Bridgers was Johnny Burns.
And he's done all kinds of stuff. Sean Bridgers has. He's on Rectify, and then just most recently he was on something else really good.
Get Shorty.
Yeah, Get Shorty.
Yeah, he's fantastic in that. Jeffrey Jones took time from collecting nude.
I was going to say, isn't he a pedophile?
Hey, he paid his debt to society.
Uh-huh.
How the hell was he supposed to know she was only 16?
I thought he had a bunch of pedo stuff on his computer.
No, he had an art collection.
He was taking art photos of a kid.
Girls.
Oh, like that Angel movie that came on when we were in the 70s?
Angel.
Mm-hmm.
I think Pretty Baby. Angel, she was a prostitute.
Oh, you're right. I'm
she was a high school
student.
Pretty Baby. That's
Pretty
right.
Baby.
Susan Sarandon.
Baby.
Yeah, Susan. Well, not necessarily Susan Sarandon, but Brooke Shields naked in it when she was 12.
Quit being a perv.
That her mother allowed.
No, I'm thinking of What's Her Face.
Who? We've talked about 17 different What's Her Faces.
No, it's What's Her Face from a European Vacation. Dana that played Audrey.
Dana Plato?
No, not Dana Plato. The other Dana.
I know who you're talking
has
about.
Has like a little puglin face.
Well, she had
looks like a gnome.
She had a growth problem.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's what. Steph.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
European
I'm sorry.
But she's like a gnome.
That
you're
one,
right.
But that one, she She was the one that, remember, he was like, oh, get in the swing.
Yes.
Like, you and your little friend. I think she thought she was going to be a Sears catalog model, but it wasn't that at all. And then he was molesting both of them.
That happened to Tootie on Facts of Life. She was going to be the model, and the guy wanted her to get naked.
He touched her Tootie.
And she wouldn't do it.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Good for her.
Yeah.
And then she grew up to be on Different World.
No, Living Single.
Okay.
I know you're just like Blacks.
She was on A Different World, wasn't she?
No.
God damn it.
It was Lisa Bonet.
I'm looking this actress up. Moon Zappa was in National Lampoon's European Vacation.
She was?
Yep. Paul Bartel. Do you know who Paul Bartel is?
Eating Raoul.
Yeah, that's a good movie. Okay, so eating Vacation. National Lampoon's, you can tell I'm tired, man. I worked last night, and then, you know, I didn't get much sleep. What was the daughter's name?
Dana. Oh, Audrey.
Audrey, okay. Dana Hill is the actress's
name.
Dana
Hill. Okay, so what is the name of that movie? And the guy who played the creepy creep, he was in a lot of stuff.
She's still doing shit.
He was in The Thing.
Oh, she died in 1996. She was 32 years old.
Oh, my God.
What the fuck's wrong with her?
I'm so sorry.
Oh, she had health problems.
She died?
She had health problems.
She had diabetes. That's what made her face swell up and look like a gnome. So there you go, Steph.
Stop.
All right,
yeah, way to go, Steph.
Was this in the 70s or the 80s?
Bring down the show.
It was like the late 70s or early
80s. Is it Pound Puppies? Is that the name of it?
No.
The Fall Guy?
No. Come on, man.
Fairy Tale Theater?
No.
Silence of the Heart?
No.
CBS School Break Special, Geraldine Jellybean Oxley, Welcome Home, Jellybean?
That does not sound anything like something would somebody get molested in.
Shoot the Moon?
No.
Fallen Angel?
That's it.
Ah.
Fallen Angel.
12-year-old Jennifer is unhappy with her widowed mom's relationship with a family friend. Feeling lonely, she readily accepts the friendship of an adult man named Howie.
Howie. Never trust
and
a Howie.
Joins a softball team he coaches. Soon, Howie is convincing Jennifer to pose for photographs, which become more and more revealing. Howie turns out to be a pedophile, who works in child pornography, and he plans to make Jennifer a star. Will Jennifer's mother be able to help her daughter before it's too late?
It was so creepy.
Who knew that child pornography was a problem in 1981?
And that's the guy, the creepy guy, he was from The Thing. And a bunch of other
Richard Mazur. Who was the boyfriend on One Day at a Time. See?
Yes.
And that's why we call it Radio Labyrinth.
Wow.
Because when we wake up and our minds are firing and the synapses are going and I'm not tired.
Then you
not
find
eating,
out you insult somebody, but they had diabetes and died from
get
it.
Get you another piece of that cake.
Like, okay.
Yeah. Cake is starting to kick
they
in.
They died of dwarfism.
It's just,
and it's your fault.
Such a piece of crap.
Some of those pictures are hot. I'm going to have to look at that later.
Oh,
I'm kidding. Get out of here. Come on.
Come on.
Now we're inspired. Everybody go back and watch Fallen Angel because that was a romp.
So we all love Deadwood the movie.
And it ended good. And Al was sick, but they didn't kill him off,
right,
which is good.
What was wrong with him?
I thought he
had a liver problem. He had cirrhosis.
Yeah, cirrhosis.
I thought he died in that last moment.
They didn't say.
No, they didn't show him dying.
They just showed Jewel rubbing his feet. And Trixie leaves and goes home to the Jew.
Oh.
Wow.
Soul Star. That's what they call him that in the show.
Oh, okay.
No, I thought the last frame was him holding her hand.
Yeah, she was holding
his
hand.
The last frame.
She didn't go back to.
No.
And she said, "Our Father, which art in heaven."
That's right.
He said, "Let him stay there.
Let him stay there."
And that was that.
Yeah.
Is it like one Calamity Jane?
Why didn't he call for Thor to come help him since he's old?
Calamity Jane killed that dude, the deputy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Old gout.
Yeah.
Pad in case of the gout.
So, what's your favorite all-time episode of Deadwood?
My favorite? I said it whenever Deadwood Dan was on here. Is the fight. That's one of my favorite. It's my favorite episode of all time.
Mm-hmm.
That fight, I watched that fight 10 times.
What is that called, that episode?
I don't remember the name of the episode.
No, I don't either. No.
No, I'm looking on all the episodes ranked. I'll be able to find it eventually, but
When he greased himself up, and I thought, okay, so if I'm ever going to get an altercation like this, I'm really going to grease myself up. Because it really did seem to help.
Yeah, why did they put all that grease on him when they fought?
So the punches don't connect.
So they slip off your face. Boxers do it.
Okay.
Yeah, and Puerto Rican girls in the Bronx do
it. A two-headed beast, season 3, episode 5. That's
Why do they do it in the Bronx?
Whenever they fight other bitches in the Bronx. It's like a thing. They take their big earrings off and then they put Vaseline on.
I thought
their
they
face.
Put it on their Mons Venus so the penis couldn't get in. It was tied off.
Their what?
Mons Venus.
Mons Venus?
What the?
Do you mean Mons Pubis?
Yeah, what's the Mons Venus?
I don't know.
That's a sex toy, Tim.
Nuh-uh.
It might be.
It is.
I'm going to go ahead and ask what the Mons Pubis is.
Mons Pubis is Mons the fleshy Venus. Part above your
Mons
vagina.
Venus World Famous
mound?
Nude
the
Strip.
The mound, yeah.
Yeah. Mons Venus World Famous Nude Strip Club in Tampa, which I've been to.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Okay, so the Mons Penis. The Mons what? Labia?
The first video, when you Google that, is
like
preaching to the perverts at Mons Venus Strip Club.
Do you like the labia majora or the labia minor?
Menorah.
Yeah, I prefer the menorah.
What does that mean anyway? Is the majorah when it hangs out?
No, it's
no. The majorah is the bigger ones on the outside, which would have been the testicles.
And there's a bunch of candles in, and the Jewish people light it.
That's right, because the juice lasted for longer than they thought.
If only you could fill your oil lamp up with vaginal secretions, you'd never be in the dark.
It's so super flammable.
I'd say the first three episodes are my favorite three episodes of the entire series.
Yeah,
the ones where Wild Bill was alive.
Yep.
Poor old Carradine.
Yep. Well, that's all right.
A lot of people are saying that one of the characters in the movie might have been him, but nobody's confirmed it.
No. And you know what? They didn't have any coffee cups. Or what was the last thing?
The
water bottle.
Yeah, there was none of that bullshit. Milch would murder someone. He would literally rip their hearts out if they did something like that.
There are a lot of good interviews you can find from cast members if you go to YouTube or just a lot of blogs have good interviews. I read a great one with Al Swearengen that ended up being pretty interesting. And, you know, a lot of the staff, you know, a lot of the cast talked about it. So
Oliphant was on What the Fuck podcast.
Yeah,
that was a great one.
It's a good one.
The whole show?
Yep.
Oh, that's cool. Mm-hmm. Did he talk about the Santa Clarita diet?
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit. Yeah. Yeah, but he mostly talked about, you know, Deadwood and how he constantly...
Marin a fan?
Of Deadwood?
Yeah.
Yeah. I watched a couple of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not like super or whatever.
So, continue.
But I was just gonna, Oliphant said that he continuously draws on his experience on that show.
Yeah.
For any role that he's had.
That's cool. Challenging show for actors because to learn that dialogue and then remember
it. Brad Dorff said at Dragon Con when we were getting his autograph.
Yeah.
He said that he never got stage fright or was scared like before a take except on Deadwood. And he said every fucking time he would get nervous in his trailer and he would have performance anxiety and stage fright because of the dialogue.
Really?
Yeah. And it was like, you had to learn the lines exactly and you had to say them exactly. And
Can I ask why is it so particular, this dialogue?
It's written like Shakespearean, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
It's got like a its own tempo and
interesting
phrasing.
Here, I'll play a little bit for you, Autumn, so you can hear it.
I really think you'd like it, Autumn.
Yeah, I probably would.
I'll just pick a random Swearengen rant. He's the main guy.
Okay.
Telegram from Mr. Swearengen.
A superfluous trumpeting, Mr. Blazinoff, as we three are alone. Do I accomplish my purpose, Al? As to the shooting at Mrs. Ellsworth, short of accusation, do I waft the odor of complicity in her direction?
Give me the telegram.
It's subtle not only upon his clothing, but, as it were, on the man himself, in the very fabric of his being.
This is bullshit!
Nine times.
I'm sorry.
23 men hired, all on our way, this squaw fucking idiot. Proves in 8 words. He's incompetent and a fucking liar. He kind of got Adam's telegram more than 4 hours ago, yet he expects me to believe that in 4 hours, he can prudently assess the qualities of 23 hires. You know what on our way means,
Who is that guy? He sounds like...
No.
Who is that?
On our way means they're getting drunk
McShane.
And blown in some saloon
in
Cheyenne
Game
and running their mouths about this big
he
hot
was in Game of Thrones. He was
Game of
Thrones.
Like he was leader
on that
of
one episode. Yeah, he was a religious guy.
I recognize that's right.
When the hound or whatever.
Yeah.
Right. Thank
him.
You.
Yeah.
I was excited for that episode and he fucking died.
It was so quick.
Yeah.
That's cool. It sounded really neat.
Yeah. And that's pretty much the dialogue. I mean, it's a Western, but it's not really a Western at all.
It takes a minute. Like, I tried to watch Deadwood when it was out. And couldn't get it. First, I just wasn't ready for it.
Right.
And then later on, I went back to it, and then I just fell in love with it.
Cool. I like that.
Well, if you would like to hear our Radio Labyrinth episode that we did with W. Earl Brown, it is episode 89, and I believe you can still get it out there. And it is called Cinnamon and Peaches. And W. Earl Brown is with us the entire time. And he tells a lot of great stories and entertains the hell out of us. And go check it out.
Yep. And watch the Deadwood movie if you haven't already. It's really good.
Hey, guys, here's another one of Radio Labyrinth's awesome sponsors, Bailey Tree Care LLC in Gainesville, Georgia. You can contact Nick Bailey at 770-530-9421 or Jason Chappell at 404-234-2599. Bailey Tree Care. They are Northeast Georgia's premier choice for high-quality tree care services at affordable prices. Their tree care experts bring an excellent safety record and over 10 years of experience in the industry. Bailey Tree Care specializes in residential products and offers free estimates for all your tree service needs. Residential tree care, certified arborists and tree climber, tree trimming and pruning, tree removal, stump grinding and removal, shrub trimming, pruning, underbrush clearing, and mulch and firewood sales. Safety, professionalism, and affordability. Call them today to discuss your tree care need. That's Bailey Tree Care LLC.
Oh, hey guys, been a while since I came at you with some sad dog stuff, but here I am. Never fear.
I'll get the Sarah McLachlan.
You know, basically every shelter in the state of Georgia is over capacity due to an ignorant and non-caring chunk of our population who will all hopefully fall into a crevasse and never resurface. But that being said, Gwinnett and DeKalb are both having free adoptions all weekend, so if you've been thinking about adding a new dogo or kitty cat to the fam, now is the best time. You will get a free pet that is spayed or neutered, microchipped, and vaccinated. And I know animal people say this crap all the time about, oh, you'll be saving a life. Well, you literally will be saving a life this weekend, for real. You could also help us out at Barkville if you were so inclined. We need fosters really badly right now, and now, you know, we pay for everything. And I'm begging for a six-year-old black lab at Gwinnett named Boomer. He's dog and cat friendly, needs a surgery that a generous veterinarian group has offered to donate, but none of that matters if he doesn't have a foster home to go for recovery. So please fill out an application at barkvilledogrescue.org if you could be his hero. Or if you'd like to help us drive dogs to our northern branch in Connecticut on the weekends in our sassy new van, that would be killer. So spay, neuter, adopt, don't shop. Please don't dump your senior pet and keep it canine.
I got an old van. So, guys, DC's movie schedule releases out. I got all these from Den of Geek, which is one of my favorite blogs and websites when it comes to stuff like this. You guys ever go to Den of Geek?
All the time.
Yeah, all the time.
Good site. So the lineup so far, the big movies that DC is putting out to compete with Marvel, and I'm not really into Marvel anymore, so I'm looking forward to the DC films.
They're done pretty much, except for Spider-Man.
Yeah,
right?
They're still gonna, the Spider-Man trailer. Now, I watched it. It looks exciting. It looks like it's got a lot of Flash and shit, but it's not.
Not the Flash, because he's DC.
No, I know. But I like Spider-Man. I like Peter Parker Spider-Man solo stories.
Yeah.
You know, I don't like these, oh, Spider-Man's going into space with with Nick Fury, and he's got to fight another. I mean, it's Mysterio and everything, and that's Spider-Man canon, but I want, you know, just a Spider-Man, Peter Parker, figures things out on his own and utilizes his friends. So I'll just wait for the Spider-Verse to come out and watch that when it's free.
Right, it's coming on Netflix.
Yeah, as soon as it's on Netflix, I'll finally
so
watch it.
So fucking good, man.
It's so good.
Everyone
so good.
Loved it.
Loved it.
And again, this movie may be good, but it isn't. To me, it's not Spider-Man.
You didn't like the other Spider-Man the kid did?
I liked it.
Which one was that?
The last one. Where?
That was a standalone Spider-Man movie and had Michael Keaton.
I liked the one where Sally Field played Aunt May. That's the last one I liked.
That's from the other trilogy.
No, there are only two.
No, there's three.
Yeah, we're in the third one now.
This is the third guy to play Spider-Man.
Yeah, but they didn't do a trilogy with that guy, with Andrew Garfield.
This is the third one of the new guy Spider-Man movie.
Not of Andrew Garfield only did two movies, right? Or one movie.
I wish you would have did none movie, but
he did the one with Elektra.
Those are the ones with Sally Field, though.
Yeah, Elektra. There's only one of those with Elektra, right? I mean, there's only one with Andrew Garfield, as far as I know.
I don't know.
Look it up. You got a computer right there.
I don't know how to look things up.
You're infuriating him.
Jesus fucking Christ. I'm going to look it up then. Sorry, everybody.
No, don't look it up.
The kid now, though, they're making a trilogy.
Yeah.
This is going to be a trilogy that stands alone, doesn't have anything to do with the Avengers. Well, I mean, they'll mention it here and there, but he's already done one, and then this second one's coming out, and then there'll be a third one.
Right.
looking it up, Googling things.
Out on Thunder Island. Googling.
Tim is Googling.
The only DC movie I really want to see is still in development hell and it'll never get made. The Booster Gold movie.
All right, so the DC movies that are on the schedule to be released are The Joker, which comes out this year in October. Directed
is that
going
to be good?
Yeah. Directed by Todd Phillips with Joaquin Phoenix as the Joker. And Robert De Niro, for some reason, is in it. It could be. It could be good.
Yeah.
I mean, Joaquin Phoenix is a weirdo, but he's not a bad actor.
Why can't they just leave it?
Him and, did you guys see that last movie he just did with, what's his face? Steve Brule. It's called The Sisters Brothers. It's a Western.
I didn't see that.
Fucking crazy ass Western. Super violent. Very cool movie.
It's not a comedy?
It's a comedy, but it's also violent as hell.
Yeah.
But it's called The Sisters Brothers. They're two hired assassins in the Old West.
Yeah.
And they're brothers.
How's his dangus?
I don't know. It leans a little to the right. I don't know. But check out The Sisters Brothers. But anyway.
The Brangus. You dingus. Birds of Prey comes out in 2020. In February. I don't know about that. Cyborg, that character I've never really been that into. I've seen the animated Cyborg, so DC's done a good job with those animated films.
Oh, the animated movies are the best.
They're always really
good. I like Cyborg on Teen Titans Go.
Who it is.
It's the same guy.
Yep, comes out in April. Wonder Woman 2, set in 1984. It's actually going to be called Wonder Woman 1984.
Wonder Woman.
Oh,
comes out 1 year
I'm
from
there for
today.
That.
Yeah. 1 year from today. I love the Wonder Woman movie.
I did too.
It was fucking great.
Yeah.
DC Super Pets, I guess we can all skip that one. That comes out on May 20th of 2021. The Robert Pattinson Batman trilogy begins in 2021.
No.
What
the
is
Batman.
That about?
No.
It's going to be Batman, and it's going to be more focused on him as a detective than as some brooding maniac. What do you mean, no?
No.
You guys
stop
are,
it.
You guys are all going to be
it's
wrong.
The worst vampire ever. Took him.
You're excited about with Robert
20 years to become,
you guys
to become
sound
a
like
bat.
You guys sound like every baby boomer who bitched and moaned when they said Michael Keaton was going to play Batman in 1988.
Poor shit. Loved him.
Yeah, but a lot of people, how is he going to play Batman? He's a pussy.
Yeah, Mr. Mom,
get out of here. Beetlejuice is going to play Batman.
Let's see here. Robert Pattinson had, what are his credits that would make
he's
you feel?
He's Cedric Diggory, goddammit.
What the fuck? What is that?
Cedric Diggory?
I don't know.
He got killed by Voldemort.
Oh, yeah, but he had
God.
A
during the
he
Tri
was a kid
Wizard
and he
tournament.
Had a small part.
I don't care.
How is that? Harry Potter does not a Batman make. I'm sorry.
Oh, you guys.
Baloney.
Robert Pattinson will be fine as Bruce Wayne. Trust me, even Rockdale Tiger thinks I'm an idiot, but I don't care.
Well, he thinks we're all idiots.
I like, well, yeah, that's true. Speaking of which, you'll be able to hear him soon with Mike TV doing the recaps of the show that none of us watch. Except for
we all watch it.
I don't
we just don't
it.
Like it.
Are you talking about Legion?
Legion.
I may try it again. I don't know.
Not me.
This is the final season, so I want to see what happens.
Too confusing. The Batman will be good. Trust me. Suicide Squad 2, which shouldn't be made, comes out
in 2021. James Gunn's making that, though.
Who cares? It's still stupid.
What?
No, James Gunn's making that Suicide Squad 2.
Aquaman 2 comes out in 2022. Mm-hmm. Also, these films are in development, but they don't have dates. Black Adam, Green Lantern Corps, The Flash, The New Gods, The Trench, Blue Beetle, Plastic Man, Black Hawk, Nightwing, Batgirl, Supergirl, Deathstroke, Justice League 2, Man of Steel 2, Harley Quinn, Gotham City Sirens, Deadshot, Lobo, Sandman, and Booster Gold. Now, I think Booster Gold would be cool, but I think they should have it outside of the universe and just have him be some cool, because he was an actor, right?
Yeah.
Or, no, well, he was
from
a football.
The future.
Yeah. No, he was a football player, wasn't he?
When are they going to do Flaming Carrot?
Flaming Carrot? That's not a DC, but they should do it, right?
Yeah, that would be cool.
I met that guy.
Oh, really?
Last year. Was it 2 years ago, Sean? Turn the mic on. You can say.
Sean doesn't have a mic.
Yes, he does. It's right in front of his face. I turned it on. Just tell us where
we
met him.
He looks so,
I think we met him at the Atlanta Comic Convention, that little bitty place. Over
it was at a hotel.
85.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Kraus.
Yeah. Mike TV.
Killed him with drawing pictures inside that book.
Oh, yeah.
But he was there.
Yeah. He was a nice guy. So Flaming Carrot.
Gotcha.
Can't wait for that.
I'd go see that over any of those movies you just mentioned.
Thank you, Sean.
Thanks, Sean.
Yeah, thank you, Sean. Don't you think, like, all the DCs, I mean, I haven't. There hasn't been like one of them that I've really, really given a crap about, except for Wonder Woman and then the old Batmans with Bale. But that's really it for me when it comes to their.
I like the DC universe. I really do. I've always kind of liked it more than Marvel, except
Deadpool.
Deadpool's Marvel though. Dumbass. I know. Remember when you thought it wasn't?
That's what I'm referencing.
Yes.
Dumbass.
Double dumbass on you.
Why would they do Legion of Doom?
What?
Why would they do Legion
of
Doom?
I'm sure they will.
That would be something I'd be into.
They started that with Aquaman.
Yeah.
The bad guys in Aquaman were part of...
Manta, right? Black Manta.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, at the Hall of Justice...
I mean, what would it take to get Apache Chief his own movie?
He doesn't need him. We don't need Apache Chief.
Why?
How dare you?
How about Black Lightning?
Enoch-chalk.
Oh, that's what he said.
Yeah, Enoch-chalk.
Enoch-chalk.
I loved Apache Chief.
I didn't understand him. I liked Black Lightning, but they can't do that now.
And then, what the hell is...
Oh, it is? Okay.
What is Black Adam?
Black Adam is Shazam's evil...
It's just a guy named Adam who's a black guy.
No, he's not. He's white.
Oh.
Yeah, and he...
Hey, my name's Adam.
Hey, it's Chinese George. And Bosnian Jim.
Oh, that was a good one.
Bosnian Jim's my favorite. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't fight very well. But he can...
No, and he's too. He has his relationship with his mom is a little.
And he's always praying to Mecca.
Yeah. It takes a lot out of the movie.
All right. Say that again, the Indian thing.
Enoch-chalk.
Enoch-chalk. Wonder Twins need a movie.
You don't know, but like, I used to have such fantasies about being able to say Enoch-chalk and just like get big and just fucking smash everybody in the playground. Oh, yes. My God, it was such a dream of mine.
I wanted to be Green Lantern so I could, you know, hit people with a giant fist.
Hit them with the fist?
Uh-huh. Well, when I got older, I changed. But the fist didn't need to be as big.
It's not the right kind of fist.
If you had that ring... You could fist things. I'd fist an elephant with it just to see what the elephant would do. You wouldn't if you could get away with fisting an elephant.
He would stomp you to death.
Nah, if you can get away with it, you got the ring.
No, it's never occurred to me. I want to just fist an elephant.
No.
I never want to fist anything.
That's mean, and I'm calling Peter right now.
Go ahead and call Peter. Fuck Peter. So y'all aren't as excited about DC as I am, but
not
I'm excited. I'm
not
sure the audience will yell at me as well. I don't like DC. Marvel's better. Marvel's better. Marvel's better.
It is.
Yeah. Cape shit. Meanwhile, you saw the good movie. Did
Brightburn.
You bring that up? Yeah, you brought it up last week. Yeah. Brightburn.
Yeah, and I think one of the Radio Labs, they went to go see it as well. Mm. I'm trying to remember who it was. It was somebody very cool, too, that went to go see it.
Jeff?
No.
I wanted to go see it, but I didn't go.
But, yeah, somebody cool that... Chris Carter, Sean Sherman...
What's his name? Just say what's his name.
No, Matt Carter.
Matt Carter.
Matt Carter.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes.
Jeff, what movie did you see over the weekend?
I didn't.
You said you saw something.
Well, I was just joking about seeing Rocket Man.
Oh, I thought you saw Rocket Man. Yeah. Why did you put it on there if you didn't go see it?
Put it on there. I didn't. I said it on Twitter.
Oh, well, why did you say it on Twitter?
Because I...
You don't want to see Rocket Man?
He wants to see the orgy scene. That's what it is.
The gay orgy
scene? It's all about the orgy.
Ooh, there's an orgy scene?
I said
big orgy.
Rocket Man was good, but Harlan Williams looked totally different, and he sings really good.
Oh, all right.
And Harlan Williams liked my tweet.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, that was pretty good.
So it's just a Harlan Williams Rocket Man joke.
I don't
want to see that in the theater, but I want to see it. Do you know what I mean?
I will see it eventually.
Yeah.
Sure.
I don't care
about seeing it in the movie. I don't know why it should be in the movie theater. It should be like a TV movie.
I don't know if I want to see an orgy on the big screen.
I do. I mean, you can go to Buford Highway Cinema to see that. The Twin, they call it. You want to go there,
and
Sean?
John might be there himself.
Where, at the Buford Highway Twin?
You don't know. He lives here in Atlanta sometimes. He used to.
You ever been in there?
Nope.
Have you?
No. My porn days are all in Detroit.
Yeah. Did you go to porn theaters a lot and sit with other people and watch porn on a
big
screen?
I went to peep shows in Detroit.
This ain't a peep show. This is a giant screen.
No. Whoa. I've never been in the theater, actually.
The floors are sticky today because of popcorn.
You haven't experienced a theater?
I have not experienced that sort of cinema.
You haven't lived until you've seen sexual intercourse on the big screen.
You know what else happens?
I feel like it's enough. You can hear them. In the peep show, you can hear them in the stalls.
Ew, next to you?
Yeah.
Yes. And that's enough. That's enough.
That's kind of gross.
Yeah.
Some of them have windows on them.
No, this one is like the straight up. You go in and you get the button and you click the button to watch different movies. And yeah, it's very sticky, very stinky, very. Yeah. So like a saltwater vinegar
smell.
You can
smell. Watch movies?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Oh,
no
I thought it was like
pissing.
Ladies like in the Madonna video.
No, they had that, no. But not here.
No, this was like, this is before the internet's autumn. So I mean, like, this is what you had to do to go see porn is
you'd
go to a peep show.
You go into the booth, you give the guy a couple of bucks, and he gives you some greasy tokens that have thousands of jizz stains on
them.
Oh,
yeah.
And then you take them into the thing. Now you can just put dollars in, I assume. But you would put the tokens in. And then the movie would come on, and then there's all these channels, and you have to hit a button to change the channel. Mm-hmm. So you can imagine not wanting to touch anything.
No, you always get hit with your elbow.
Yeah, you get hit with your elbow.
And touch it with your hand.
I remember when I was working at this convenience store when I was in college, a guy would come in, and he'd always pull change out of his pocket to pay for his cigarettes and a bunch of these Puritan coins.
Oh.
Puritan was a chain that had been, they were the little gold tokens that the Puritan logo was. Ah, that's just a foreign coin. I'm like, yeah, okay.
Wow.
Now, I didn't go in there to diddle myself like Tim did.
Oh,
yes,
I
went
did.
In there as
I
like,
never did that.
Me and my friends, we would go in there as a lark.
To
know?
Watch the movies.
Yeah, but to
and
be-
you don't have to worry because the men are gay, so you don't have to worry
well,
about
it. Well, yeah, but just the whole scenario is crazy.
Yeah.
You know, you just get really high. And then you go in there,
yeah.
And then you laugh, and you know you look at all the creeps and the pervs and the weirdos, and
you have an orgasm, and then you get out.
Exactly.
You're like, haha, this is so hilarious.
Skeet, skeet, goodbye.
I like to prank them. Just call them and ask weird. I like to talk really creepy, like low talking creepy, and go, hey, you bring your own paper towels in there. Or what?
You've played a prank call of that nature on this podcast.
Yes,
before.
I've called the same place I think 20 times in the last 20 years.
Oh, do you do it like on every...
I do the same voice when I call, and I say, yeah, my wife and I are in a hotel, and she's asleep, and I need to come over there. You sell lube? Like individual lubes?
Do they?
Yes.
Wow.
Do you take your machine take $1 bills or $2 bills? So they take $1 bills. And I just keep asking aggressively stupid questions and ridiculously gross questions. Finally, the guy's done talking to me. I go... I'll be down there in a little bit. And he goes, I can't wait. Hello, adult world. Yeah, what time you open till? Oh, God. I think that the least amount of interaction possible is what those guys try to have. You know, you walk in, give me your money, I'll give you the tokens. Just get away from me.
Yeah, what's that job like?
What do you want? Tokens?
And, yeah, how are you called to that
tokens
job?
Yeah, it's a calling. It is a calling. It has to be.
Yep, I was born a jizz mopper. I'll die a jizz mopper.
Just like my grandfather and his grandfather before
my
him.
My great-grandpa used to turn the wheel on the daguerreotype. Oh, look at that fancy lady with her bodice.
And her, that's how we met my grandmother. She played the piano on the porn theater.
Oh, God. How do we get here? Oh, yeah. So DC sucks, according to everybody. Didn't they?
Except for Deadpool. Deadpool's good.
Yeah. That's what I see. I see Silicon Valley is wrapping up, guys. That's one of your favorite shows, right?
It started, but it kind of lost quality.
Yeah, I stopped watching it once
TJ Miller left. Yeah.
That's too bad. Rest in peace, Silicon Valley. Tony Soprano's house is for sale in New
Jersey.
Yeah,
Tim, you're going to buy that?
Yeah, I have $10 million.
$3 million.
$3 million.
Well, you don't have to have $3 million, but you could, you know, finance that much.
Yeah. Hey, honey, I'm moving up to New Jersey.
Put your robe on, go out and get your paper.
Yeah. Yell at puss.
Do a lot of nose breathing.
Watch ducks swim in my pool.
Yeah, freak out.
You just got to get into the sanitation. And you could probably afford it.
You got to get one of those no-show jobs.
Get Paulie to come over. You know, if you were a super fan of the show and you had money and you didn't care, would you buy it?
Sure, buy it. It's a nice house.
Yeah, and I'd Airbnb it.
That's
cool
a huge
idea,
place, though. How could you Airbnb it? Could you have more than one person stay?
Because you'd get tourists.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
You don't think rich people
charge
Airbnb?
Charge like $1,000 a night.
Probably more
than
that.
Make $1,000 a night.
Yeah, I mean, it would only advertise to, like, non-poor people.
I'll buy it only if there are AK-47s hidden in the banisters.
Well, you could put stuff like that in there, not real things, but, like, you could put little fan, treasure in it.
Totally make it a Sopranos, like, museum.
Fill up the fridge with gabagool.
Yeah.
What about What about Tony Montana's house? Like the same that it is in the 80s.
All the gold
and the red and
that big
that.
Pile of cocaine on the table.
Yeah. It's baby powder now, but it looks cool.
Say hello to my little friend.
I wish they'd do what they did to the Brady house, where they got all the people from the show together and they refurbished it. And that's going to be a reality show, which I'm going to watch because I love the Brady Bunch.
Oh, really? They got all the people from the show?
All the kids.
The kids. Everybody's dead, but the kids.
Yeah.
And yeah. Oliver. Oliver committed suicide.
No, he's still alive.
I know.
You wish he killed himself.
Why would I wish any harm on anyone, especially Oliver?
He sent you some songs to play for Sharknado, and you never played them.
We didn't?
Nope.
Oh, yeah, that was Oliver.
That was Oliver.
Oliver, who wrote songs for Sharknado. Yeah. I apologize.
No, he's in a band now, and that's what he...
What are they called? The Bradys?
I forget, yeah.
I was on the Brady Bunch once. Three, two, one.
But they had some songs in that last Sharknado movie, and...
I'm just like the kid on the last season of Growing Pains.
Yeah. Maybe he did, like, some Brady Bunch revival songs, like, you know, when it's time to change.
It's a sad side.
This is a song I wrote when I was 7 on the Brady Bunch.
This
2, 3, 4
I got a accidental beaver shot at Florence Henderson. This song's about that, buddy. 3, 2, 1
But it was an accident.
Westernality, Westernality, Westernality. Hi.
What are you doing?
I don't know. Walking Dead is leaving Georgia, possibly they're not now.
They haven't said that. Everybody's saying if it gets passed, then
what a great way. I mean, I think
it's already passed. But if it doesn't get shot down,
hear me out. Brian Kemp hates The Walking Dead. He's sick and tired of it, right?
Yeah,
just like the rest of us. Sure. It sucks now.
That's funny. Yeah.
So he decided, what I'm going to do is make abortion illegal, get rid of Hollywood, and they'll stop making The Walking Dead. So kudos to you, Georgia Governor Brian Kemp. That's the only reason he did it. He didn't care about children. He just wanted to get rid of the
Walking Dead. He wanted to abort the dead.
Netflix and stuff is leaving, too.
They're not going anywhere.
Yeah?
Nah.
You know, I read an
article
about...
Money.
I read an article about the women in the entertainment business in Georgia and how they are also affected by this.
How?
Well, because if the industry leaves Georgia... then a lot of women will be out of jobs. It's not just men.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, Autumn.
And if they hook up one night at a bar in Midtown and you know, a couple weeks later they find out they're pregnant, they're fucked.
Well, no, that's my question. Okay, so I'm not being political. I'm asking a question.
Go ahead.
Can you get an abortion in Georgia right now
of course.
If it's passed
yes.
6, 8
the
weeks?
Yes, the law doesn't go into effect until the
all
end
right,
of the
well,
year.
Then it's not going to pass.
No. Well, it's passed,
it's
and
passed.
It's been signed.
I'm sorry, but that doesn't mean it's illegal right now.
No, it doesn't
right?
go into effect right until now. The end of the year.
Oh, but before, okay, so...
And it's also, there's
court challenges.
Yeah, court challenges coming to it.
If you get right. that thing out before the heart starts beating, you're good. You just got to get it out.
Yeah.
That's kind of the whole thing.
Yeah.
But sometimes you don't know.
Yeah. Keep your legs closed.
That's what Plan B is for, Autumn.
Or like, what happened with a friend of mine, like, they couldn't get... like scheduled it until a certain like a you know 8.5 weeks.
Some guy on Twitter I said in one of my posts about something or other said boycott Georgia, and I replied, why, we have plenty of coat hangers.
Oh, nice.
Wow, Tim. Yeah.
Well, I realized that, but
quit being gross, Tim.
But fuck that guy.
But we do. But they do still sell Plan B, right?
Yes.
So that's
yes.
you know.
Yeah.
Look, people think Plan B is RU-46 or whatever.
It's not. Hollywood isn't going to leave. Netflix isn't going to leave. They're not going anywhere. The law won't ever go into effect. So
it's not, yeah.
You know.
We're turning into Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Next thing you know, we're all going to be wearing red.
Well, then the other stories are, Chicago's going to pass it to where you could abort it like the day it's due.
Yeah, that's also not true.
I love like that bullshit.
Extreme
so...
on every side, and then normal people are just like, would you shut up for a minute, please? Shut the fuck up.
Like, I can't believe New York would do that. It's like, there's no mother who's like, nah, I changed my mind.
Okay.
California, you can get an abortion
tomorrow.
Up to when the kid's 3.
Yeah.
See, it's so stupid.
In Oregon,
you're
you can
right,
do it till they're
30. Normal people are just like, shut up.
They are. Normal people just sitting around going, oh, Jesus. I'm trying to go to Twitter to find out
I feel
out
the
if
same
the
way
won.
About like all of the racism too.
Yeah.
When all of the racism was really sort of hot for, at the moment.
Yeah.
You know, I
racism
sort of
so
hot
in.
Right now.
Yeah.
It
so
was
hot right
when every yes, it really was like especially right after Trump was elected.
Yeah.
And then everyone like it was
fault?
All of those racial issues. I felt like everybody shut up.
I know. Just shut up. Yeah. Shut the fuck up. Especially all of them. Just shut up.
Everyone. Yeah.
Let's see. So, spoiler alert regarding The Walking Dead comic book.
Maybe, that just came out today, so maybe we shouldn't say, but huge thing happened in the comic book.
Yeah.
Ooh, fun.
Huge thing that should have happened the second season on the TV show. Just kidding. Legion Season 3 trailer is out. The release date is Monday, June 24th. Be on the lookout if you're a Legion fan for Mike TV and Rockdale Tiger getting together to be the super team that will break down every episode.
Hash it out. Fun.
Let's see. Stranger Things Season 3 release date. When is that coming out, guys? Do you know?
Soon.
Tomorrow.
It is tomorrow?
No, I don't know.
Oh, shit.
I just wanted to give you an answer.
July 4th.
Like
yeah, July. Like July.
4th of July.
Yeah.
Well, we can't wait for that. And we have new T-shirts. You can go today and order your T-shirt.
That's a cool-looking T-shirt, man.
American Apparel T-shirt, and we have the Guild and Heavy Tee, so you can get it any size that makes you happy and any thickness.
Mm.
I like the American Apparel shirts because they're long.
I'm going to make a little patch of stuff so you can sew it onto it.
Please do not.
It's called Stranger Thingy 3, and you'll be able to get it. Also, we're going to have – I'm just going to tell you what we're going to have that we don't have yet. A coffee mug with a logo that Jeff did. Not a logo, but artwork. He put fireworks behind it.
Yeah.
So that's going to be on a coffee mug. And just all sorts of stuff. We're going to very soon, have a website with a store on it. And it'll be your one-stop shop for all things Radio
Labyrinth. You've been saying that since season one.
Yeah, but we're really going to.
Oh, we're really doing it this time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Mike TV's working. Mike website's working on it as we speak. Let's see. So what did you guys watch? I'll tell you what I watched real quick. We've already talked about the Deadwood movie again. Fantastic. You guys watching Good Omens? Jeff, you're finished with it.
Finished it.
I can't believe you already finished. I watched the first episode. I really liked it. I just haven't had a chance to continue on.
I watched the first three. It is such an enjoyable show. Yeah. Have you tried it out, Autumn?
No. Which one is it?
Good Omens on Amazon.
No, I didn't.
It's really good. David Tennant's fantastic.
I saw some commercials for it, and I thought it was interesting looking.
What is it? Michael Sheen? Is that the guy's name?
Yeah.
The actor? He was great in Frost Nixon. I mean, he's pretty much good in everything that he's been in.
He was on that sex show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He played Kinsey.
That was a good show for the first couple seasons.
First season was good. I didn't dig it after that. But this show is great. It's creative. It's Neil Gaiman. It's End of the World and Terry Pratchett. Yep. Gaiman wrote all the episodes, though.
Yeah, well, because Terry Pratchett's dead.
Yeah. That's too bad.
Yeah.
What'd he die of?
I don't know.
Aortic dislocation, but that could,
maybe. No, I don't know what Terry Pratchett died.
But yeah, it's fantastic.
Yeah, it's a fun show.
Mm-hmm. So how'd you finish it so quickly?
I just watched it. It's only six.
Yeah.
It is only six?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm definitely going to continue watching it. But, you know, Handmaid started today, so.
Oh, shit. Don't tell my wife.
But they dropped the first three episodes today.
I was thinking about her when I was, so I just binged it.
Alzheimer's.
Seasons one through two.
I thought you said that you could never do that.
I know. I changed my mind. I did
Autumn,
fast
you're a house of
through
lies.
Some things.
Yeah, some of it's hard to watch. Yeah.
And also, some of it's just boring. It's like a lot of slow-mo.
True.
Yeah. And a lot of whispering.
But like, the parts you did like, you liked them.
No, it was cool. I kept wanting to see what happened next.
So who are you thinking about?
I was thinking about your wife.
Oh, because she loves that show.
I was just how can she watch that?
You know what she likes during the show when I say things like this? You know, it really wouldn't be that bad if it were like this.
Can I talk about the season two finale?
Sure.
I guess it's out, right? Because, I mean, it's...
Oh, yeah, season three just started.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, if you have it, spoiler alert really quick.
Yeah.
I understand why she sent the baby away and she stayed.
Mm-hmm.
But...
The baby or daughter?
No, the baby.
Okay.
Because she stayed back to get her daughter, right?
Yeah, yeah.
She's
right.
Not leaving without her daughter.
Who did
so,
she send the baby away with?
With lesbian professor.
Okay.
Of Warren. Or
of Warren.
But that baby was not weaned.
Oh.
That baby is a newborn, and she sent her away with, like, good luck feeding this little baby.
Maybe they had a wet nurse.
She had a formula.
No, there's no formula.
Yeah.
No.
Milk, cow milk, like everybody in the 70s drank.
You can't give a newborn cow's milk.
We had cow's milk.
Their body can't handle it.
They can't at all? Maybe. Their stomach can't. Did they handle it in the
70s? You didn't get cow's milk as a newborn.
What did I get?
You probably got formula.
I didn't get tit milk.
I got
that.
It when I was like one or two. It wasn't pasteurized. Mm-hmm. That's why my mom says I'm knock-kneed. That's true. Okay. She really does say that. That's why I'm knock-kneed.
Because it wasn't pasteurized?
Right.
You got raw milk?
It was straight from the
teat. Teats.
Nice and warm.
Well, that does make sense. She just gave birth and gave it to some lady to take with her to Canada. Maybe in Canada they have formula.
Well, I mean, I guess if she can get her there, if she can get the baby there super quick, then I guess it's okay.
Yeah, they don't live far from Canada.
Yeah, where are they?
Gilead.
Yeah, where's Gilead?
That's Boston. It looks like Boston.
Yeah, because they were right outside of Boston. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because then she... Yeah. Okay.
So Massachusetts, they just have to go to the St. Lawrence and get
her. Yeah, how far is it from Boston to Canada?
Well, I would imagine it's a couple hundred miles, but not more than that. I don't... What am I, an atlas?
Well, it still bothered me. It's like, where are you going?
But I was surprised.
Your milk, you idiot.
But I was surprised that bitch let her go. I really didn't think she was going to let her go.
Who?
Of whatever.
Selena or Serena?
Yeah, of asshole, the one that runs the house.
Yeah, Serena.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Faye Dunaway played her in the movie. The movie's really good if you've never seen it.
I have not seen it.
It is very good. Aidan Quinn plays the guy that gets her out, and Robert Duvall is the husband.
I thought it was interesting how I would go back and forth on Serena.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, how I would, you know, like, thought she was horrible, but then also I kind of understood her.
Did they do a good job with her character? And then mm-hmm. especially when they show what made her into who she is, whenever she got shot and all that other stuff. I mean,
yeah, because we're against them. But then when mm-hmm. they go to the past and everyone's like, fuck you. You're like, whoa, that's intense. Like, that's too much.
The extremism.
On both sides.
Like we were just saying is what causes this kind of crap.
And, yeah, it was interesting.
You know, and my wife will say, gosh, could this ever happen in the United States? And I constantly say, no, of course it can't happen.
Couldn't.
What that world that's being described could never happen.
No, I don't.
That's more likely that women will take over and outlaw men.
Right, exactly.
Well, I think too many women have guns now.
I'm glad women have guns.
That's all we need, a bunch of knock-kneed bitches with guns running around.
None of them bitches were weaned properly. Dragging their knock knees and milk-fed teats.
So anyway, hey, Handmaid's Tale is back just in time.
Yeah.
Friggin' Hulu.
You know why I don't like
I'm gonna
that?
I'm going to get Hulu, though, for...
Catch-22?
I want to see that, and I want to see that Amazing Jonathan documentary. I watched the one. It's like the Fyre Festival. There's two. One came out on YouTube, and one's coming out on Hulu.
Is he dead?
No, he's dying, though.
Of what?
Aww.
Heart failure.
Aw.
Yeah. That's sad.
He was funny.
He was funny.
He
did a farewell tour, and he tried to do a couple more dates, but he couldn't perform.
Oh, that sucks, man.
That is very sad.
God, I don't want to die.
Watch the documentary, though. It's really good. The whole thing is about like this friendship he has with this kid from Australia, and I tweeted to Steve Byrne, the guy, the comedian dude that made the movie, that it was like Finding Neverland, but without all the rape.
Jesus.
He's a comedian.
I know. That's funny. That.
And the thing was about a kid from a kid from Australia that befriended him. And so it's very Finding Neverland-ish.
No. Damn it.
But watch it. It's called Always Amazing on YouTube.
Cool. I'm going to watch that. Yeah. I'm all caught up on Your Pretty Face is Going to Hell.
God. Yeah, there's only two more episodes left.
Every episode has been fucking at least one or two belly laughs. Phil Hendry was great.
Yeah.
I'm going to binge it all at once.
Yeah, that's kind of what I did over the weekend. Let's see, What We Do in the Shadows. But when I wrote that, I thought I'd be all cut up. I'm still one episode.
Oh,
right,
Lord have mercy.
One more to go.
Yeah, but the...
Autumn started watching it.
God. Yep, I watched the first episode, and then Travis went to Chile, and I didn't finish anymore.
Chile?
Did he like it?
Yeah, he liked it. Yeah. I didn't want to watch it without him, though.
Yeah.
It's one of those shows.
What kind of space shit's going on in Chile?
A telescope, a ground-based telescope.
Oh, wow.
He was in the mountains.
Ew.
Oh, I've heard the mountains of Chile.
Yeah, I heard Chile's very lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he said it was cool. There was, I mean, it's hard because he was so removed because, you know, you have to be away from everything. So it's not like he got to feel the country or anything. Right. He was just like alone, not alone, but he was just isolated in some mountains, you know? Hmm.
The orgy episode was fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Of Travis's trip.
Yes. We have the orgy. See, I can listen to you. That's good. But my favorite episodes so far this season is the one where all the originals were there.
No, that's not my favorite.
You know?
No, one of my favorites would be whenever the dude turned into the bat and he was caught by animal control.
Yeah, the animal control one.
That one was one of my favorites. Yeah. I'm sorry, we're spoiling this for Autumn.
That's all right.
I like the one where the Baron wanted to go out and eat pizza and do all that stuff.
Yeah. Oh, the Baron?
Great. Yeah.
We are drunk. We fed on drunk people. No, they're on drugs.
Yeah. And when she rehooks up with Gregor the first time,
yes,
and she finds out he's so boring.
Gregor. let's see, what else did I watch?
Energy vampire and emotional vampire.
Yeah, fuck yeah, great.
That one was great.
What's that actress's name? She's on SNL.
Vanessa Bayer.
Yeah, she's great. She should be doing a lot more. I just saw her on. She was doing a press tour this week, so maybe she's on something.
She's in movies all the time.
Mm-hmm. She's a great actress and very good impression.
Hey, man, you want some hot sauce? Radio Labyrinth is sponsored by Often Pepper. It's a Chattanooga-based business that produces Huff sauce. Your everyday Huff sauce or your everyday hot sauce. Huff sauce is the brainchild of Aaron Hoffman, a man obsessed with making hot sauces, chili powders, and other chili goods since 2013. Hoff's biggest challenge was to create the perfect hot sauce to kick up the flavor of everything from your morning eggs to sandwiches, salads, pizzas, burgers, poultry, fish, etc. It couldn't only be spicy, it had to be pleasantly tangy, flavorful, and fresh, elevating your food instead of covering it up. In fact, you know, the other night I cooked chicken out on the grill, and what did I do? I marinated it in the green Hoff sauce. And boy, oh boy, was it delicious. For 15% off, go to huffandpepper.com and use the code RADIOLAB15. That's Radio LAB15, all one thingy there, at the checkout. That's RADIOLAB15 at checkout to get 15% off your order. Huff sauce.
Watched the first episode of that yacht show.
Yes, Below Deck Med.
Below Deck Med,
yeah. Mm-hmm. I said to Caitlin, I go, they should just have What's-Her-Face walking around with no shirt on. That's the best way to watch that show.
No.
Wow, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, Hanner. Yeah.
And they have...
Honey, how you doing, honey?
Yeah, they have her, and then they have that guy from Zimbabwe who's a douchebag.
Yeah, Joao.
Yeah, Joao.
Yeah.
I'm from Zim.
Yeah, Zim.
I like the captain.
Captain Sandy.
Captain Sandy.
That's right. You just want to go take a nap with Captain Sandy.
You're making them tacos for dinner?
Oh, my God, that woman. What is she making?
The chef is making tacos, and Sandy's looking there like, what the fuck?
She took some old El Paso fucking hard taco shells.
And cracked them up and put cheese on them.
No, she didn't crack those. No, she
Oh, she just put them in the oven, yeah.
Oh, my God. And then she, for an appetizer, she makes enchiladas and tacos and some nachos that had like a jarred salsa, and she forgot the cheese.
Yeah.
And so she put the cheese over the salsa and tried to put that in the the broiler. And then she cut these steaks and she made them too soon. And so to warm them up, she puts them in the microwave. This is a yacht.
She's going
to
get fired.
This sounds like Cousin Eddie whenever Clark would come to visit.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Cousin Eddie, the chef on the boat.
Yes. And then like she was making a salad and she opened up a can of corn and put it in.
Yeah.
What are you making? She put ranch, like some Hidden Valley ranch on the burger. It was insanity.
Rich people do not eat ranch.
No.
But the problem is, listen, so the people don't complain either because they're nice and they're trying to be nice. Or it's that like, oh, if I don't like this, I'm on a yacht. And if I don't like this food, then I'm like a commoner and I don't understand what good food is. So you have to pretend that you like it.
It's going fast, man.
Like, this is Parisian ranch.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yes, let's go over to
Dijon
Nice.
Ranch.
Let's go over to Nice. And then they had to go over to Nice and get milk. Anyway.
Oh, my God. I love that. I don't remember what his name is, but the one that's from Liverpool.
Oh, I like him. I like him.
Yeah.
Oh, you got a boyfriend?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. And then the other show I watched
not
just
so long.
Today was the first episode of Nosferatu.
Yeah, I hated it.
You hated it. I want to know why.
Why'd you hate it?
It was boring as shit.
It was boring as fuck.
Boring as
I didn't hate
hell.
It, but it was boring.
Oh, so boring.
The motorcycle. I didn't know. I thought, where's the vampire?
What the hell's going on here? Yes, it's like, okay, and then he's driving the kid in the car, and then it's like, what the shit is going on?
So Jeff has read the books, right? Yeah. What the fuck is going on?
there's that girl, and she can travel through time. She just find out by going over that bridge.
Yes, because she goes to the bridge, and then she draws a picture of it. No, that bridge hasn't been there for years.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so
that bridge has been dead for 30 years.
Basically, that's really how they dressed it up.
That other girl puts her hand in a bag, and then her arm disappears, mm-hmm. and she pulls out tiles,
right?
Because mm-hmm, she's got some kind of magic Scrabble bag,
right? She has Hermione Granger's bag.
I'm not fucking with you, Autumn.
She has a magic Scrabble bag.
I just liked your description.
I can't make this shit up.
I guess that you have to continue watching it, because I didn't get it. I was like, okay. I was just kind of forcing myself to finish it like it was liver.
No, yeah. It was good.
No, I didn't think so. Mm-mm. I didn't think it was terrible. It just was, okay.
Jeff, you have a lot of good taste in shows, and that's where I'm going to leave it.
Well, the other thing is Jeff doesn't give up, so I like that. He's not going to give up on something.
He puts his all into it.
They are taking liberties with the source material, which are cool.
Yeah.
And like the dad's watch, that wasn't in the book. It was the mom's necklace, and the parents were not like fighting like that and stuff. And they're ramping it up for TV.
Do you recognize the mom?
Oh, yeah. She was in Mr. Mercedes.
Yeah, but she was also one of the hookers in Justified.
Oh, was she?
Oh, yeah.
That worked for Ass Eyes.
Her dad was the ass eater guy from Girls.
Oh, yeah. I didn't watch Girls.
But you watched that scene on Mr. Skin, I'm sure.
No.
Who's the ass eater guy?
The guy, Allison Williams' boyfriend on Girls.
Oh, yeah.
And remember, he was eating her butt on that one time?
I've never seen any episode or scene from that show.
Yes, you have.
No, I haven't.
You saw the naked ping pong.
No. I saw a picture of it. Oh. I didn't watch the scene.
Saying, you've seen the picture of
it. I loved that show.
My eyes fell out after I saw it.
Naked ping pong killed the whole show for me.
Have you seen her recently this week? She tweeted out a nude photo of herself. Prove how brave she was.
We already saw all that.
Yeah, but this
we
is a
saw
new
it
one.
Over and over.
She's
there's
larger.
A funny. I looked up Allison Williams ass eat.
right here, look.
And listen, the headline of this article is only Allison only Allison Williams could make getting her ass eaten out boring. They're not wrong.
I could make it pretty boring.
Oh, come on.
Or I could make it exciting.
No.
I had corn and peanuts for dinner.
Hmm. So Charlie Manx is the vampire guy that's driving the car.
Yeah.
And he goes around and he picks up these kids.
Right.
And like drives them to what he says is this Christmas land, but basically he's just sucking their souls and getting younger by...
So he's not a blood vampire.
Right. He's not like sucking the blood of the kids, but he's taking their energy or whatever, like an energy vampire.
Okay.
So he just drives around.
Right. Well, he's taking them to this place called Christmas Land, which is like a...
Sounds like Happy.
Not a real place, but...
Kind of, yeah.
Speaking of which, Happy got canceled.
Yeah, Happy's canceled.
Should have been.
After that season two.
Freaking nightmare. Horrible.
But then, one was great. Season two, what the fuck?
What happened?
Then that guy that's the janitor of the high school.
Yeah.
That big guy that
who
you gave the
comic
book to.
And,
yeah. He like falls under the spell of this vampire and bad shit happens.
Well, let's hope it gets better.
The thing is, every time that girl goes across that bridge, and the bridge has something to do with his powers too.
Mm-hmm.
So every time that girl goes across the bridge, it's like fucking with that vampire guy.
Shit.
So he's trying to kill her.
Well, I want to read the book before I watch it.
Read the book.
Because if it's Joe Hill, which is Stephen King's kid, so. What else did I... That's pretty much all I watched, except for a bunch of shit on YouTube you guys won't want to talk about.
You should watch that Amazing Jonathan. Always Amazing, the true story of Life and Death, the Return of Jonathan. It's on YouTube.
My staff pick, which I'll do later. What else? What are we missing? What are we not talking about as far as what we watched? Autumn watched a ton of shit, so.
I watched Fosse Verdon.
Oh, did you watch all of it?
I think so. I don't know if I watched like the most recent episode, but I've watched all of it.
I loved it.
It is a
good show. I really like it. I watched the first episode of Chernobyl, but I was mostly wanting, I liked it, but I wanted to know what was fiction and what was nonfiction. So I didn't really want to keep watching it. And so I instead looked it up on YouTube and watched a bunch of videos about it.
Yeah. That's more.
And then I watched a lot of videos about it.
I've heard nothing but good shit about that Chernobyl, but just not my cup of tea.
It's a great show.
I watched the first episode.
Whoever finishes watching it, just tell me who ends up on the...
I skipped episode 4.
Just tell me who ends up on the enriched uranium thrown at the end.
Yeah.
I skipped episode 4 since Dustin kind of let everybody know that... they allude to it in episode 3 that they've left all these animals. So
yes.
What's going to happen?
They're still
there. You couldn't
watch it. Right. Yeah. And he was like, you don't want to watch this. Yeah, so that's all they did throughout the entire episode. It was like an hour of it, from what I understand, of them just killing all the animals.
You can go in there.
And that really did happen.
You can get special permits to go in there.
Yeah.
And you have to bring a Geiger counter with you, because there's hot spots and there's other places that aren't super dangerous. But the animals are still there, and they find them with mutations, and some don't have mutations, but they're fucked. Because that whole area is going to be, irradiated for another 20,000 years, 10,000 years?
God,
and they
crazy.
Have a sarcophagus over the...
Yeah, they built a big building all around it.
Yeah, and now can you imagine, which they can't do in Japan. So we don't hear it on the news, but that thing in Japan...
Fukushima
is leaking every day still into the ocean. They don't have it contained. But you never hear about it.
Uh-uh. Enjoy your sushi, Japan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The whole Pacific Ocean is a fucking toxic nightmare.
That's great. Maybe that's part of why they keep having fish wash ashore dead and shit is from that crap.
Or how about some Gulf shrimp with the core exit in them, which is the shit they put on top of oil to make it sink to the bottom when they have a leak.
I'm just waiting for this big neon green kraken that's going to come up out of the ocean and attack us all.
Bring it on. I'm ready. That and the fucking meteor.
Watch Good Omens.
Good Omens.
I also watched a really cool little thing on Vice. It was on YouTube. It was about LuLaRoe. Do you know what LuLaRoe is?
Oh,
no.
Mm-mm. It's guess I know about it because I have a bunch of moms that I deal with. And
is it like Lululemon, but for women who heralded the abortion era?
No, okay. that's Lulu Wade.
Oh.
It's a clothing company, but it's a little bit modest. It was really known for leggings, and you have to buy into them. It's a multi-level marketing thing, basically. You have to buy like $5,000. What's that?
It's called Hamway.
Yeah, exactly. But so people were making a lot of money with it, but then they changed how things worked, and if you end up with a lot of product afterwards, then you can't, even though the contract you sign says that you can return it for 100% refund, that they change that, and they can just change that whenever they want, and now you can't get your money back. And they changed the structure of it so that people can't make as much money, because people were making so much money from it.
How much money did you lose, Autumn?
No, I didn't lose any, because I don't fall for that bullshit. But yeah, it was it was just really interesting to watch. And if you don't know about it, then maybe it's not. But I know a handful of women who did it. And when I found out about them, I thought they were crazy. I tried on the leggings. I was like, these aren't anything special. I'm not going to buy these. And they all just seemed like crip crap, you know, like this. Nothing was lined. Like they sold these dresses and nothing is lined on the inside. It's just like fabric sewn together. And it just didn't seem special enough for the price. But then a lot of these moms, like, you can just tell if you see anybody with like some fun pattern leggings, it's probably LuLaRoe, and they had to buy $20 leggings. Anyway, it's lame, and you should check. You should watch it on Vice. Just look it up. Look up Vice and then LuLaRoe.
Did you like Love Gilda?
I loved it.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, I really liked Love Gilda.
Yeah.
It was just fun hearing her voice through the whole thing.
Yeah.
How did they get those records? Did she just record those, or did someone? I don't understand how she narrated the entire thing.
Did she?
Yes.
Well, they had audio of her and stuff. Yeah. But then a lot of it also was people reading her diaries.
Right, but I think a lot of it was her voice.
Right.
Oh.
And I'm just I kept saying, like, well, how did they get this?
anything else?
And then should I say my staff pick?
Well, no, we're going to do that right now.
Okay, gotcha.
Did anybody, is there anything we didn't go over you guys wanted to talk about show-wise?
Oh, just watch the if you get a chance, watch the unauthorized Bash Brothers Experience on Netflix.
Yeah, that was fucking great.
It's so funny of Jose Canseco and Mark McGuire, and it's Andy Samberg.
Oh,
and
I saw the music video.
Oh yeah. My god, the whole 30 minutes is them if they made a rap album in the '80s when they were hot. This is what it would have been.
Oh.
So the whole thing is a video of that.
I started listening to some of the soundtrack on Spotify, and I stopped because I didn't want to ruin it.
No, you got
to
see it.
I made that mistake. When the South Park movie came out, I bought the soundtrack before the movie came out. And so I knew all the songs, but it sucked because it spoiled it for me in the movie.
It's really funny.
Uncle fucker.
Hey, may cut your dick in half and serve it to a pig. And though it hurts, you'll laugh and dance a dickless jig. You remember that?
Yep.
Yes, I do.
That was like the Les Mis song. Tomorrow night. Tomorrow night. Do you remember that, Autumn?
Yeah, I love that. I still sing,
Up there.
You don't have to spend your life addicted. Smack homes on the streets, giving handjobs for crack. And follow this plan and very soon you will. Oh, because I like the step one, instead of ass, say, no, instead of bitch, say, wait, what is it? Step one, instead of ass, no. What's the first one?
Step one, instead of ass, say, bum, like you're a bum.
Kiss my bum, or you're a bum hole. Step two.
Instead of bitch, say, I don't remember.
Instead of shit, say poo, like bull poo. Poo head, this poo is cold. Step three, with bitch, drop the T, because bic is Latin for generosity. Step four, don't say fuck anymore, because fuck is the worst word that you can say.
Fuck is the worst word that you can say. Fuck is the worst word that you can say.
They say, we shouldn't say fuck. No, we shouldn't say fuck. Fuck, no.
Okay. All right, so my staff pick, I have two this week. Jeff gave me one of them. Thank you, Jeff. Ripley's Believe It or Not reboot with Bruce Campbell starts Sunday at 9 on the Travel Channel. So you got Bruce Campbell, you got Ripley's Believe It or Not.
Sounds interesting.
Or not.
Yeah, it's Bruce Campbell hosting. I'll watch it.
Yeah, Jack Palance was a good host. I didn't watch it when Clark Kent hosted it, but I did watch. I will watch this one. The other one is What the Riff podcast I was recently on. Talking about, I believe, 1982 or 3, or maybe even 4, whenever it was 84, Secret Separation or it might have been 86. I don't know. Check out What the Riff podcast. I was just on it talking about great music. Some great guys are on this show. They talk about albums. It's a very well-done show.
Cool.
And it really, they explore a year, and everybody gets a staff pick, and they talk about what the song meant to them, and they do a deep dive on it. It's a great show. Check it out. It's called What the Riff. And again, the guys are really good. Let's see. I was going to promote that, but it's not on iTunes yet. Yes, I am going to watch Bob Dylan. Rolling Thunder Review, a Bob Dylan story by Martin Scorsese, all about his 75 tour, Rolling Thunder. So
that's on Netflix.
Yeah.
Comes out like this week or next week.
I'm totally totes going to watch it. You guys do your stat picks. I'm going to go with them. I'll be right back.
Oh, okay. Who wants to go next?
My stat pick is Alone on the History Channel. This is season 6 coming. This is that show where they take a bunch of survivalists and dump them somewhere out. And there's no camera crew or anything.
Are they naked?
No, they're not naked. But they have to film themselves. And like, they get one check-in a week to get new batteries for the camera, and that's it. And
wow.
Then whoever lasts the longest wins.
Guys,
it's gone like three months, 4 months.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
What's the prize?
$500,000.
Oh, well, shit, that's worth it, I guess.
Yep. The first season that dude won was from Georgia. So
how do they monitor them to make sure they don't die?
That's what I'm saying.
They have a
emergency phone, and they can tap anytime by pushing the emergency phone and getting pulled. But other than that, they get checked in on once a week, and they just literally come in, make sure they're alive, and give them new batteries for the cameras and shit, and take the old batteries.
Do they find each other?
No, they're all separated by like 10 miles apiece.
Okay, I mean, with that much time, you could find them.
I mean, it seems like you could, but they don't. They haven't. Yeah. That hasn't happened yet. It's a pretty cool show. It's on History Channel.
History Channel.
Yep.
Oh, that sounds good.
All right, Steph, what's yours?
Oh, okay. Mine is it's a Justin Long, the actor, you know, from Dodgeball and Jeepers Creepers or whatever. He has a podcast now called
And the Doctor from
Of course, yeah. Idiocracy.
Yes.
Yes.
Your shit's all fucked up.
But does his voice surprise you?
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
It surprises me.
It's
I feel
very
like
deep.
Yeah, his voice is too deep for his look.
You know what? He's honestly a lot more nuanced than I thought that mm-hmm. he was. After listening to his podcast, him and his brother doesn't do any of the interviews, but they do like a little repartee at the beginning and mm-hmm. then at the end. And his brother's a writer too, Christian. And they have a really good chemistry. His brother's funny. And but I like his podcast a lot.
Do they have guests or?
Yeah, he has a celebrity guest each week. It's called Life is Short, and he's a great interviewer because all the people he's had on so far are friends of his.
Okay,
he was on Kevin Smith's podcast, and they recorded half of it on Kevin's podcast, and then the other half is going to be on.
Oh, cool!
Justin Long's podcast. So I'm going
to
check it out.
Well, one of the best ones that I've listened to so far is Sam Rockwell, and him and Sam Rockwell are very good friends.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great one. Rockwell's story about Christopher Walken. There's two or three stories that Rockwell tells about him that mm-hmm. are so funny. And I also prior to that, he had Olivia Wilde on, and she told the best story about when she was like a runner for a casting agency when she was 18.
Wow!
And Rockwell came in. And they were having him read for this part. He was very young at the time. And they said, well, what about this part? Can you read this part? And he said, I don't know that one very well. Can I go out for a minute and come back? So he goes out for a minute, comes back. He crushes it. And so she said, for years, I'm like, this is who I have to be. I have to be as good as Sam Rockwell. I have to fucking be able to be in the moment, blah, blah, blah. And then she becomes friends with him. She tells him that story. And he goes, oh, yeah, that was a trick. I used to do that all the time. I would know all the parts when I went in. And then whenever they'd say that, I'd act like, oh, let me go off for a minute, and then I'll come back so I look like a savant.
That's amazing.
That's great.
So anyway, this is one of those podcasts where you listen to it and you're like, all these little nuggets about people that you love. So
all right.
That's really cool.
It's a good podcast. And if you didn't listen to Letterman on WTF, that is comedy.
Is it just funny, or is it him just bitching?
No, it's great because it's just if you're a huge fan of comedy, especially from his time,
mm-hmm.
like Robin Williams and Jay Leno,
tells those kind of stories.
Well, he talks about every bit when he was at Comedy Store and him and Maron, you know, because Maron was behind him in a different generation. And
right.
They, it's really.
I'll
good.
Check that out.
Oh, you'll like it a lot. It's really good.
Because I don't really get into his show on Netflix.
Me either. But Maron gets him to talk about a lot of stuff, and he's not grumpy or crappy. I really liked Letterman even more after listening to him on that. He's changed a lot. You can tell that in his older years, he's really seeking some sort of solace, I guess.
Awesome.
I listened to the Howard Stern episode of Conan Needs a Friend.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah, I really liked it. And then I recommend going and searching for the Conan episode of the Howard Stern show where he interviews Conan.
And you can read that interview in Howard's book, too. Howard's new book that he's plugging the entire time on the Conan podcast.
Yeah, well, he says that it's his favorite interview with Conan.
Don't you just love Conan's podcast?
I love it so much.
It's so funny. I love it when he starts talking like it's the old times.
Yep.
Hey, guy.
Well, it's all the stuff about Conan that I used to like, but on the show,
right.
He was too, he was just going to laugh at everything. And
right.
Even though, I mean, it's his job, I guess, it just felt like a little kiss-assy mm-hmm. and not genuine. And so I couldn't watch it anymore. I was never interested. But
his new half-hour show is good.
Go to YouTube and type mm-hmm. in Conan Jackie Puppet, and you can watch one of the real early interviews that Conan, one of the few first times Conan, second or third time he was on the show, and they're just making fun of him the whole time. And Billy West has the Jackie Joke Man Martling puppet.
they talk about that on the podcast.
They do?
Yeah.
What does he say about it?
Just it was funny, and he remembered that.
Yeah, listen.
Yeah.
He's talking about Letterman. Or no. Yeah. I don't want to play too much of it. Because some people are litigious in this world, but it's one of my favorite bits.
I want to read that Howard book.
Yeah, I do too. I have the original ones I bought at the store, the first two, Miss America, which was the second one, and Private Parts.
This one is all just interviews
from
the show. That's why there's no audio book, because the audio has already been on the Howard Stern show.
They should have done something like had other people read them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He told for the hour for me, but we the block. You know Fred the Elephant Boy? You do?
No.
Oh. Fwa the Elephant Boy. He's one of those speech impediment people used to make fun
of. I didn't
of.
Really ever care for that part did you of get the it? Show. No, I just didn't ever care. Anytime you would have like people on the head, impediments or... Oh. I don't know. I never got into that kind of stuff.
The whack bag.
I like his interviews, and that's it.
See, I
never
like
liked the rest
pack.
Of the
I never
show.
I don't care about the interviews. Well, I like some of his interviews. He's a very good interviewer.
You're right, and that's the part I enjoy. But all the other stuff, all of these, you know.
He's good at disarming people and getting them to open up.
I don't like it when people make fun of people that are handicapped. Or if they died of diabetes, and then they make fun of them after
they had like a dwarfism.
Yeah, they had dwarfism and.
Me either.
They did TV
shows
with.
I hope those kind of people just die.
Tony
know,
Randall.
Right?
Wasn't she on Love,
the
Sydney?
Worst.
All right. So, thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for being here. Thank you for the cake, Steph. That was freaking delicious.
Yeah,
although
somebody,
cinnamon you were not authorized to use.
One of you jerks, both of you jerks, take it home.
She had a token.
You
me.
Did. You had a token. I can't take it home. Jeff, you take it home?
Yeah, if nobody else wants it, I'll take it home.
I'm going to have a handful of it before I leave. Sean, do you want any of that?
Yeah, he's good.
I asked.
Autumn, you want me to mail it to you?
Yes, please.
Okay, great.
Whenever Autumn, whenever we do like reconnect here sometime or whatever, yeah. I'm going to bring in a baked good for Autumn.
Awesome. Just
for
love
special.
That.
Guys.
August.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Labor Day.
All right, I'll think of another summer delight.
Here's some things that we can tease you. We are looking to do a live event the weekend of Dragon Con, the Friday of Dragon Con weekend. We don't have a place secure yet. We are looking. We want one. We're going to get one. We're going to do a live show. We're going to celebrate Jeff's birthday.
Yeah.
We're going to do a cosplay contest. We're going to have sponsors. It's going to be a lot of fun, and it's going to be very affordable. Steph will be there.
That's what you say.
On a Friday night? What are you doing on a Friday night?
In the bed, usually.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean,
you're doing busy in the bed.
Surrounded by my pack.
Yeah?
Of hounds.
Is that what you call them? Well, we'd love it if you could venture out and come to the live event.
Yeah.
Autumn is coming down from wherever the hell she lives.
Trying to get Josh and Joe and some other people to come.
Yeah, we'd love him to be there.
Some of the regs.
Yeah, maybe have a host or something. Anyway, we'll talk about that more. But again, the new t-shirts are up now live if you want one. If you want to find out more about becoming a patron, go to patreon.com/Tim Andrews. And
if you want that Steph patch, hit me up on Facebook.
There's no patch of me.
There
better not
be. There's going to be a sticker of you.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I stand with Steph.
Thank you, Autumn. This shirt is perfect the way it is.
The patch is just going to be.
Don't patch me into this shit.
The patch is just going to be two knees knocked together.
We'll do a special one.
And a bottle of unpasteurized milk.
If somebody draws a picture of me suckling from a retarded cow with my knock knees.
Dustin Lawler.
I mean, not retarded.
Dustin Lawler. Photoshop it. All right, guys. We will be back next week. Thank you very much for listening. Until remember that it is easy to remember you. Keep it canon.
Hey, what's up, you guys? It's Autumn Fisher. Thank you so much for listening to Radio Labyrinth. I want to give a shout out to all of our Patreon donors. I'm going to start with our little new baby Patreon members. I'm looking at you, Brian Smith, and then Jesse Rusinski. And I feel like you guys are just fucking with me now because this person's name is Chiru, 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 Chiru. Love you, Chiru, 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 Chiru. Also, some of our other newer people, Walt Murray, Robert Calderman. You guys have been here for a while. Lauren Calderman, Robert Haley, Sam Wells, Alan Barker, Ruben Aguilar. We're getting into some OGs here. Dustin Lawler, of course. Mark Piero, Chris Knight.
Trent.
He's been around for a while. Love you, Trent. Seth Ingram, Kit Beatty, rhymes with 80. Ian Stull, Jeff Peterson, Andrew Emulazzi, Gwen Ketchum, Nicholas Frank, Adam Kelly, Sherry Doherty, Dean Poole, Chris Cosentino, Daniel Pitts, Leslie Haney, Brennan Price, John Sutherland. Love you, John. Andrew Harbin. Andrew, you've been here a while. We love you. Oh, Wayne Blair. You guys, I feel like I know you. Because I might. Jerry Turman, Kevin Stokes, Rusty Weinberg, Chris Weiland, Leslie Norman, Lou Coniglio, Dan Carroll, love Dan, Denise Reynolds, love your Denise, Mike D, Jason Chappell, Brian Jackson, Emily Warren, Mark Weiland, Debbie McDonald, David C, Funk in the house, Beth Van Elswick, Amber Gilpatrick, Colin Oman, Aaron Robert, Chad Shepard, Buck Monterey, Herb Lamb, Chris Carter, Eric Malmstrom, Garrett Kimball, Andrew Hopkins, Mike Hall, what up, Mike? Al McMeekin, Jonathan Wilson, Sean Hall, Keith Tate. We're getting up to the big dogs. Keith Tate, Mike Spittler, and our most loyal, Wendy Muller. Thank you, everyone who's donating. Honestly, we could not do this without you. We appreciate you. We love you. Please check into our patreon.com/Tim Andrews page to check out anything new that we're posting. We're taking phone calls now. What's that about? That's awesome. So go check it out if you haven't seen the updated Patreon tiers. We love you. Keep it canon.